弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日可以在神的殿中来敬拜我们的神。
We're very happy that we can come before the Lord to worship together.
那么也感谢神，昨天虽然有下雨，但今天却是晴空万里。
Even though yesterday we have some rain, that today the weather is beautiful.
我们感谢神，五月份还有雨水赐给我们。
And we just want to thank God that we continue to have a rain in May.
我也知道很多人的过敏非常的严重了。
I know a lot of people have very severe allergies.
Yeah, 这是过敏的一个季节。
And this is the season for allergy.
好，在我们开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's pray together before we start.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
因为你是赐恩典与怜悯的神。
And you're given mercy and grace.
我们感谢你召聚了我们。
And we can thank you for gathering us together.
我们在主的殿中来敬拜我们的神。
We can come and worship together.
我们恭敬将今天我们的所传讲的信息交托在你的恩手之中。
We continue to put the message into your hands.
愿主你借着你的话语来启示我们。
And through your words that you can teach us.
使我们更明白你的心意。
We can understand your heart.
更加认识我们自己的人生。
And we know our life.The purpose.
愿主你祝福今天所传讲的话语。
And continue to bless your words.
愿主在我们所做一切的事上，你都得着荣耀。
And you'll be glorified in everything we do.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
美国有一个电影啊，不知大家有没有看过？
And there's a movie in United States.
这个电影叫 Bourne Identity，
是叫做神鬼认证。
这个是蛮熟的一个电影哈。
A lot of people really know this movie。
这个电影讲的是一个人，他突然被在海上被人家救上来了。
And someone was being rescued in the ocean。
而救上来之后，他突然忘记了他是谁了哈。
And all of a sudden he forgot who he was。
说这个是很麻烦的事情。
And that's very troublesome。
然后他就去。找他自己的护照什么的。
He tried to find his passport.
一会儿发现他有好多本护照。
And then he realized he has several passports.
每本护照的名字都不一样。
And has different names.
哎呀，他真的搞不清自己到底是谁。
So he have no idea who he was.
更糟糕的就是，你分不清哪个他是他的朋友，哪个是他的敌人，他搞不清楚。
And he wasn't sure who was his friend or his enemy.
所以这个电影的故事就围绕着这个展开了。
And so the movie is around this topic.
所以你真的是如果不知道谁是你的朋友，谁是你的敌人，你说这个事情不是很危险吗？是不是？
And so isn't that dangerous if you don't know who are your friends or your enemies?
这个故事也反映了我们人类的这个现状。
And this also reflects the current state of human life.
现代人的问题就对自身的身份的认可。产生了严重的危机。
And so this is the common problem that we have a crisis in our human identity.
所以早在上个世纪六十年代的时候呢，就有心理学家提出了一个真实自我的概念。
And so in early as the 1960s, psychologists proposed a concept of the true self.
所以什么是一个真实的自我呢？
So what is a true self?
就是一个人真实自我的表达。
And it's an expression of a person's authentic self.
那么相对而言，虚假的自我呢，就是说我们是一个伪装的一个形象出现。
In contrast, the false self is merely a superficial disguise.
并非是一个真实生命的表达。
It's not expression of true self.
这种观察是十分准确的。
And this observation is very accurate.
其实这些概念也不是什么最新的，这个发现哈。
And this is not a very newest discoveries.
人类本来就是一个有灵的活人嘛。
And so human original spiritual beings.
那么圣经里关于人类的这个人性的分析啊，可以说是入木三分哈。
So Bible analysis of human depravity is extremely incisive.
所以这个虚假的自我呢，只是人在堕落之后一个必然的一个体现。
So the false self is the obvious is a sign that we have fallen.
因为我们不敢以一个真实的自我的面目来出现在别人面前。
We do not want to show other people that our true self.
那怎么样能够发现真实的自我呢？
How can we discover true self?
今天 这就是我们要分享的题目、啊。
And this is the topic we're going to share.
我们这个系列呢，就是教义与实践，今天是第三讲。
And this will be the third lesson of doctrine and practice.
那么真我到底是什么呢？
What is a true self?
所以我们要认识到真实的自我。
So we gotta recognize what is a true self.
就是要借助内住的圣灵来帮助我们发现。
It's a really through the indwelling Holy Spirit to help us.
大家知道我们这个系列 前面 这三讲大概都跟圣灵有关系。
And so the first three lessons have to do with the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到觉知祷告也是跟圣灵有关系，因为圣灵是得救的标记。
And the Holy Spirit is the identity for when being saved.
那上次我们讲到说方言哈。
And last time we talked about speaking tongue.
那是有关乎圣灵的能力问题。
And talk about the power of Holy Spirit.
那今天我们讲到这个题目的话是关于内住的圣灵。
And we talk about indwelling Holy Spirit.
帮助我们怎么认识内住的圣灵。
And how to help us understand indwelling Holy Spirit.
那么在开始前我们要想发现真实的自我，我们先来看看虚假的自我是什么。
So before we even talk about true self, let's talk about what's a false self.
所谓虚假的自我啊，这个是因为生活的积淀慢慢形成的。
What is a false self is being accumulation of a life experience.
所以人出生的时候呢，就开始面临一个非常严峻的生活的状态。
So from birth that we're facing harsh the condition of life.
那么孩提时代呢，那个小孩都知道我们要面对父母啊。
And then even the children know we have to face our parents.
所以他面对父母要满足父母的期望啊。
And they want to meet the parents' expectation.
然后呢，这样他也要在别人大人的面前，他要避免被大人所批评啊。
And they wanted to avoid the criticism from adults.
所以呢，就以伪装的面目来出现了。
And so they disguise themselves.
所以小小的年纪呢，就学会了以伪装出现在大人面前。
And so when they were little, they learned how to disguise themselves in front of adults.
久而久之呢，这个虚假的概念跟图像已经在我们大脑里面主导我们日常的一切生活。
So over time, false concept image occupy our minds and dominate our lives.
那么很多年以前，在加拿大有一个从越南的他们移民哈。
And in Canada, a long time ago, there was a Vietnamese family immigrant.
那么这个女孩啊，她叫 Jennifer， 然后她是，她是后来把这个案子发生了，是因为她把她父母杀了。
And so this happened. It was a young girl. Her name is Jennifer. She actually killed her parents.
那她是因为专门雇了这个杀手啊，到她家里去、啊。
She hired professional killer.
因为父母呢对他这个压力很大哈。
And her parents put a lot of pressure on her.
所以从小他就是造假的哈。
And so in the beginning, she always have this false self.
所以所有的成绩单呢都是假的。
And even her report card was fake.
因为他拿不到 A 嘛。
She could not get an A.
所以呢他就把这成绩单呢弄来，所有的成绩单都变成 A， 就是他父母英文也不好，一看就好了，就是蒙混过关。
So she changed her report card, everything to A.
但是后来这谎言越撒越大了哈。
And but the lie become bigger and bigger.
后来到上大学时怎么办呢？
So what happened when she went to college?
居然也造假，她说这个大学已经录取她了。
And so she would tell her parents this, this college already give her the admission.
所以她父母还给她在大学附近租了这个出钱租公寓住，然后她根本就没上大学。
But her parents even find an apartment nearby the university, but she never went to that university.
所有甚至连大学毕业的这个证书都是她假造的。
Even the diploma was fake.
所以最后这谎言到一个程度，最后没办法了。
And so the lie that eventually be a reveal.
所以你看，我们受这个世界的影响。
So we have been under the influence of this world.
所以人渐渐就忘却了真实的自我是什么。
We gradually forget what's our true self.
而且我们也没有心思去寻求那个真正的自我。
And we have no intent even to find out the true self.
因为为了要生存呢。
Because it's survival.
所以人不敢去追求去表达那个真实的自我。
And so we do not dare to pursue the true self.
所以我们常说有人的话是人见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话，对不对？
And so very often we will tell other people what they want to hear.
Yeah. 我们见了牧师呢，那说属灵的话。
So when we see pastor, we speak of spiritual things.
这是我们已经很自然的习惯这样的了。
And it became a habit of it.
表面上看，我们似乎是游刃有余哈。
And on the surface, it seems effortless.
如鱼得水一般。
And it's just like a fish in the water.
我们小心翼翼地把那个真实的自我给包裹起来。
And carefully packaging ourselves.
但是结果是我们内心那个真正的渴望是得不到满足的。
But then our true inner self would not be, it feels unfulfilled.
这是人遭受挫折跟痛苦的一个根源。
So this is source of a human frustration and pain.
所以人之所以活得累，就是因为我们活在一个虚假的自我之中。
So the reason people feel worry in life is that because we're living in a falsehood.
所以我们用假我来代替真正的自我。
We use the false self to replace the true self.
文恐其他人会发现那个真正的自我。
And we do are very afraid other people to find this true self.
我们希望一个以一个面目说人家能够比较喜欢、比较接纳我们的形象出现。
And we will present ourselves that the people will accept easily.
那么不但如此呢，我们也希望其他的人能够以这样的方式来做。
And we also expect others to do the same.
就是我们用假我来鉴定他人的。
And we use the false self to identify others as well.
所以我们常常会告诉别人你应该怎么样怎么样去行为。
Very often we tell other people what to do and how you should act.
因为我们期望别人是以一个我们可以接受的形象出现在我们面前。
We're hoping others to present themselves in an image that we expect.
但是现实是呢，这个虚假呢，不论你伪装的多好，那总有露馅儿的时候。
And so in reality, no matter how you disguise yourself, eventually people are going to find out.
因为它不是真实的。
Because that is not true.
终究会碰壁的。
And then eventually will hit the wall.
而且关键的一点哈。
And the critical point is,
上帝不会认同那个你伪装的自我的。
And God does not recognize that false self.
所以他看到了我们的那个自我，那个就是我们真正的自我。
And so whatever he sees, that is our true self.
那现在的问题是，那个真正的自我真的这么可怕吗？
So the question is that true self, is that really terrible?
我想真理乃是这个真我乃是会使我们得自由的。
And actually, I believe that true self will free us.
但是遗憾的是，很多的时候我们拒绝这个真实的自我，我们宁肯活在这个虚假之中哈。
Unfortunately, we rather living the false self than instead of a true self.
有一个动漫片呢，叫《神隐少女》哈。
And there's a anime is called Haku Spirit Away.
No. Haku 是名字，这个名字叫 Spirit Away.
Oh, Spirit Away. Okay.
有人看过？你看过？啊，你们有没有看过？年轻人都看过。Yeah, 年轻人都看过。
So young people have watched that.
Yeah, yeah. Spirit Away. 中文翻译，这个 Haku 呢是当时是这个故事里面啊，他是这一个女巫的手底下的一个被他招过来使唤的人。
And so Haku is the serving witch, is under a witch.
Yeah. 那么他其实本身的身份呢，他是一条河流的哈，管理一个河流的一个王子哈。
And so his actually true identity, he was a prince of ruling take care of a river.
但是呢，这个施，他被这个巫婆施了巫术，他把自己的身份给忘了。
So he actually forgot his identity under the curse.
他不知道自己叫什么名字。
He have no idea what was his name.
他也不知道自己以前干过什么事情。
He have no idea what he have done before.
所以就被那个巫婆在那呼来唤去的。
So that he's been serving and controlled by the witch.
直到这个故事讲，有一天他突然间认识到自己的那个真实的身份。
And one day he finally know what's his true identity.
他说啊，我有这么好的身份，我干嘛被这个巫婆呼来唤去的，每天给他做差役啊。
I have such a great identity, why am I doing this under the witch?
所以觉醒就是他生命改变的那个时刻。
So it was the critical moment when he wake up his own identity.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要真实的知道我们那个真实的自我是什么。
So we really need to know what's our true self.
我们就不会被别人呼来唤去了。
And so we will not live under other people's expectation.
你在这个世界上有些人特别会 manipulate 人的。
And you know there are a lot of manipulators in the world.
特包括牧师在内。
And including the pastor.
哎，有些牧师他也会，因为你做人的工作嘛，你要怎么去 manipulate 人。
And so a lot of pastors are very good at it because they're working with people.
你怎么样？为什么可以去操纵你，就是因为你有那个虚假的自我嘛。
And why people can be manipulated because you have that false self.
你忘记了你真实的自我是什么。
You forgot what's your true self.
你当时有那个真实的自我，你知道自己真实，你就不会被人家呼来唤去。
So if you know what's your true self, you will not be manipulated by others.
那么真我到底是什么呢？
So what is the true self?
我们看看我们怎么样感知这个内住的圣灵。
And so let's look at what is indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们先看一段经文。
And let's read a Bible passage.
请你打开圣经罗马书第八章。
And so let's turn to the Bible, Romans chapter 8.
我们来读十四节到十七节。
And let's read verse 14 to 17.
Yeah. 罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我来读中文，比安卡读英文。
And Pastor will read Chinese, I will read English.
第十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
For you did not receive the spirit of bonding again into fear.But you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs.Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
所以真我到底是什么？这是每个人都需要思考的问题。
So what exactly is true self? We really need to ponder these questions.
这段经文非常清楚告诉我们，我们乃是神的儿女。
And this passage truly tells us we are the children of God.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
乃是内住在我们心里面，住在我们心里叫内住的圣灵，内住的圣灵提醒我们。
And because the indwelling Holy Spirit will remind us.
这是上帝救赎计划中最不可思议的一部分。
And this is the most incredible part of God's plan of salvation.
圣灵居然居住在人的心里面。
And Holy Spirit actually indwelling in our hearts.
他来带领我们每个人的心灵的旅程。
And he will lead us in the journey of our life.
因为上帝是我们灵魂的设计师。
Because God is the designer of a human soul.
所以我们只有在他的灵的引导之下，我们才能够真正的认识那真实的自我是什么。
So only under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, one can discover the true self.
好，现在我们来看看人的内心世界哈。
And so let's look the inner world of man.
人是由灵魂体三部分组成的。
And we're composed of three parts, the spirit, soul, and body.
我们来看创世纪第二章第七节哈。
And so let's look the Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
创世纪第二章第七节这样讲，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So God that actually God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril and breathed of life and the man became a living being.
那么身体的话很容易可见，我们每个人都有一个身体。
We all have this physical body.
如果有一个是没有身体的东西，我们就看不见它。
So if the body is invisible, we, of course we cannot see.
我们很难感受到它的存在。
We cannot see its existence.
所以人有身体。
So we have a physical body.
除了身体之外，人还有灵魂。
We also have a spirit and soul.
那有些人呢认为灵和魂是混在一起的。
A lot of people think spirit and soul is one thing.
其实两者还是有一定的区别。
And there's a distinguish.
所以人的灵呢是代表一个人的意志。
And so the spirit means someone's will.
那么 人的魂呢，则是代表一个人各种各样不同的能力。
And soul sometimes represent a different kind of strength of our being.
比如说，这个人的灵呢，可以说是意志、品格、良知和直觉。
And the spirit encompasses will, character, conscience, and intuition.
那人的魂呢，就包括一个人的感觉、思维。
And so interprets sense and our emotions.
愿望和逻辑等等。
And desire and logic.
人一个人如果说我啊少了一只胳膊。
So if we lose a limb.
但是我还是我。
But I'm still myself.
我只是变成残疾人了，但是我这个人还是原先那个人。
I became a handicap, but I'm still that original self.
所以古代的人认为呢，人的这个人的本质是藏在心脏里面的啊。
And so in the history, people think that what we the true self is hiding in the heart.
但是现代医学有很多人是换心脏的嘛。
And now we're changed. We have a heart transplant.
那换了这个心脏了，你说这个人到底是，本来的这个人呢，还是变成了原先心脏那个人呢
？So after the heart transplant, is that person's the original self, or the person become the person that became the donor's that person?
嘉玲，你怎么讲？换的猪心，那不能变成猪了。
So actually, recently there's a pig transplant as well.
对，你还是原先那个人，对不对
？So you are still the original self.
这就说明人是有灵魂存在的。
So we know there is a spirit and soul.
不过现在不晓得，有些人还在尝试是不是换头的哈。
And so even recently, there's a brain transplant.
但是这个从来没有成功的哈。
And has not been successful.
因为太复杂了。
It's very, very complicated.
不过这也涉及到伦理的问题。
And so all have to do with the ethic issue as well.
你说你换了头之后，你到底是这个头的这个人呢，还是原先身子的那个人呢
？And so after a head transplant.Or brain transplant, are you that person, the donor, or are you the recipient?
所以对我们基督徒来讲呢，我们是很知道说，我们是有灵魂体三个部分。
So for Christian, we know there are three parts: soul, spirit, and our physical body.
人的灵呢，本来是用来跟上帝做沟通的。
And our spirit is to communicate with God.
当人堕落了之后，这个灵呢？就没有办法跟上帝沟通了。
The fall of humanity allows that we've been influenced that we cannot no longer communicate with God.
所以这个魂呢，就包括人的思维啊、感受啊、直觉这些魂东西，就好像随便在动，没有灵去指挥它的了。
So the soul is kind of actually separate from the spirit and no longer controlled by the spirit.
你就想一想啊，有没有人说计划我计划发脾气的？
And so, have you ever heard people plan to show to have?
我今天晚上我计划哈，我计划六点钟到家吃晚饭。我吃完晚饭之后，我第一件事我发脾气。
And so, do you ever plan at 6 p.m. that I'm going to have a temper tantrum?
没有人这样做。
Nobody planned that.
当时来的时候你就发脾气了。
But then when things come, then you have outbursts.
发完脾气之后你就后悔了。
After the outbursts, you regret.
你说了不该说的话，做了不该做的事情。
And you say the thing you should not say, you did the thing you should not done.
这是为什么
？Why？
就是我们的魂呢，我们不再从神那里领受指令，什么东西都可以告诉我们怎么做哈。
And so our soul no longer be controlled by God.
任何东西都可以去影响我们。
So anything can influence us.
但是有圣灵在我们心中的话，圣灵就会提醒我们。
But if there's indwelling Holy Spirit will remind us.
所以做基督徒啊，你根本就是说，你怎么样去感知内住的圣灵
？So as a Christian, we have to sense what is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
如果基督徒不知道怎么跟圣灵去配合的话，你没有办法过一个基督徒的生活。
So if you don't know how to work with the Holy Spirit, you cannot live a Christian life.
有人说我怎么感觉不到圣灵在我心里面哈
？A lot of people say, "How come I cannot feel it?"
哎，圣灵跟我们说话。常常是需要我们在安静的时候哈。
And when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we have to be very quiet.
我也以前讲过，这个圣灵啊，好像一个什么，好像一个含羞的少女哈。
And Holy Spirit is like a very shy girl.
我们平常呢，我们自己的声音，太大。
Most of the time, our voice is so much louder.
我们的主意啊太强。
Our idea is very strong.
所以他说什么，我们根本听不见。
And even Holy Spirit speak, we cannot hear.
其实我们听见了，我们也不会按照他去做。
And even we hear, we don't want to follow what he said.
所以我们要认识真实的自我。
So we have to know what's the true self.
认识真实的自我呢，就要鉴定真我。
And so in order to know the true self, you have to know what is how to identify.
那么同时也要接纳这个自我。
And first, also you need to accept your true self.
你要知道我们人的灵魂深处是非常渴望被人接纳和被爱的。
So deep within our human soul, there is a longing to be loved and to give genuine love.
不过很多时候因为要在社会上生存，我们这个真爱就被掩盖住了，被压抑下去了。
So the true love very often has been buried because we want to survive in this society.
那么只有在偶尔的时候会显露出来。
Only once in a while we're on the surface.
比如说当我们看到哪个地方发生灾害了，发生灾情了，你就知道那个时候是很容易大家去什么去募捐的，是不是？
And so it's very easy when you see a natural disaster. Very often people have the desire to give and donate money.
就是人的灵是处于一种无助的状态。
Because our spirits are being very helpless.
所以我们需要圣灵的帮助，我们才能逐渐的把这个真我。能够发现并挖掘出来。
So in order that to discover your true self, you need Holy Spirit's help.
所以上面的这个列出了七项哈，这个真正自我的特征哈。
And so there's a characteristic of a true self.
第一个呢就是好奇心。
The first one is a curiosity.
好奇心呢其实就像小孩子一样。
It's like a little child.
哇，看到什么都很有兴趣。
And you're very curious about the new things.
几乎每一个小孩子都会看到天上的星星都会问，哇，天上的星星到底是什么，是不是？
And little kids will see the stars in the sky. Wow, so this is amazing.
当我们长大了，我们都没有空看天上的星星了。
And so when we're growing up, we don't even pay attention to stars.
即使有空看，我们长哎，我们知道，我知道它是怎么回事哈。
And then now I will know what's going on with the stars.
其实你知道什么呀？
But what do you really know?
是那个星星的奥秘，我们知道多少呢？
And the mystery of the star, how much do we really know?
但是我们已经把小孩子那个好奇心慢慢的丢弃了。
And we already tried to kill the curiosity when we were little.
所以第二个方面就是创造力。
The second one is to talk about creativity.
你知道我们每个人要有一个创造做一个东西的话，那是我们最开心的了。
And so we create something, we're very happy.
哪怕你回去烤一个面包做一个蛋糕的，哎呀，开心的不得了。
Even break some cake or bread.
哎，如果你拿去每个人去分享，大家都说好吃，非常开心。
And if you share with other people that everybody say, oh, it tastes so good.
因为这是神给我们的创造力。
Because God has given that to us.
那第三个就是分辨力。
The third is a discernment.
真正的自我，他有分辨，他知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
And so from the true self, we know what is real, what's right, what's wrong.
那第四个就是自由意志。
And the fourth one was a free will.
这个自由意志呢，不是说我想干什么就干什么。
And not necessarily means I do whatever I want.
你要知道，当你的脑子里说我是这样，我想怎么干就怎么干，你知道那个不是真正的自我。
And so if you start hearing that you want to do whatever you want, you know that is not true self.
这个自由意志就是说，当你有分辨的能力之后，你知道什么事情做，什么事情不做。
So free will is based on the discernment and know what's right from wrong.
说你的自由就是你有绝对的意志和绝对的能力去不做那些个。别人会做的事情。
So you have absolutely will not to do the wrong thing.
那第五个方面就是真诚。
And the fifth is called authenticity.
真诚就是一个真实的自我。
Authenticity is a real self.
说在明处你是一样，在暗处你也同样是一样。
On the surface and or behind the surface, you are the same.
所以第六个方面就是怜悯。
And the sixth one is talk about compassion.
就是我们。对跟人与人之间的关系，我们可以理解别人的处境。
And it's understand what in other people's shoes.
那么同情别人的遭遇。
And has empathy other people's experience.
那么第七个方面就是灵性。
The last one is spirituality.
灵性代表什么呢？
What does that mean?
真正的，你可以跟神沟通。
And you can communicate with God.
你知道神在想什么？
And you know what God's thinking.
你知道神让神告诉你，你跟神的关系，神会告诉你很多事情是你不知道的。
And God will really, truly reveal Himself the things that when you have a very close relationship with Him.
所以你可以看到这个真实的自我，真我是使人得自由的。
And you know the true self will free you.
所以人生啊，不是花时间去证明自己。
And so in your life, you try not to approve yourself.
所以人生的目的是你要发现自己。
And actually try to discover your true self.
那么你知道现在这个科技都发展很厉害了。
And we know the technology is so advanced.
有那个镜子叫 VR, 是不是可以戴在这里面。
It's a virtual reality, mirror or glasses.
叫 VR 吗？
对 right, VR.
好像现在 Google 有这个东西。
Google has a VR already, yes.
很多人都开始抢着做，说这个是啊，马上就会是要普及的一个东西哈。
And so everybody want to involve with that technology, think that's the future.
所以有个科幻的故事就讲到一对夫妻呢，他们就是生活在这个虚拟的世界中。
And talk about this couple living in the virtual reality.
两个人住在一个房子里面。
And they're living in one house.
丈夫住在他的房间。
And the husband lives in his own room.
妻子住在自己的房间。
And the wife lives in her room.
他们每天见面就在这个虚拟的世界中。
And they live in the virtual reality.
这个虚拟的世界呢，这个男子呢，还是一个翩翩少年。
And so in this virtual the life that the husband is a very handsome young man.
这个女子呢还是一个窈窕淑女哈。
And the lady is a beautiful young lady.
所以每天两个人的生活呢，就是在那个虚拟的世界里。
And so living that virtual life.
直到有一天，他这个妻子受不了了，我不想，这个完全不是真实的自我哈。
And so finally the wife decided, oh, this is not what I really want to live.
所以真的是这个世界让我们看到很多都是一个虚假的东西。
And so we actually see there's a lot of fake and disguised things.
我们要勇敢地发现自己。
And we need to be courageously to discover our true self.
也要勇敢地活出自己。
And we need to really bravely to live our true self.
因为人的灵魂是永恒的。
Because our soul and spirit is eternal.
我们这个身体跟这个世界的时空是暂时的。
And the body and time are temporary.
所以我们必须要认识自己真实的身份。
So we got to know affirm our true identity.
其实真实的自我美丽动人。
And so the true self is beautiful and captivating.
充满了怜悯和恩惠。
And full our compassion and grace.
但是人生的经历啊，就会藏污纳垢啊。
And so but our life experience causes us to accumulate impurities.
所以就像一个非常珍贵的珍珠一样。
And just like the very precious pearl.
那么上面有很多的污泥啊污垢啊，把那个珍珠的光芒就遮住了。
There's a lot of dust and impurity and stuff cover the pearl.
真我也是一样。
And true self is the same.
它失去了，因为在这个世界上它失去了原有的光芒。
So actually, it's already lost original radiance.
所以因此我们要去努力识别。
And so we have to strive to identify.
才能发现那个真实的自我。
And to rediscover the true self.
啊，世界上大多数人呢，其实都是按照线性的方式来生活的。
The most people in the world live their life in a linear fashion.
好，就是这一张哈，
And so,
这个图
look
告诉我们，大部分人都是线性生活。
And so it's called linear life.
线性生活是什么呢？
What is it?
就是说你从出生哈，这个星闪亮的是你出生的地方哈。
And the star represent when you were born.
那从这里你出生呢，然后就到了托儿所学校。
And so you went to nursery, you went to school.
然后去大学，然后工作成家。
And went to college and went to then have a family.
然后你到了老年，然后就安息了。
And then you became old and until you die.
所以世界上大部分人都是这样走的。
And this is most people live a life like that.
大概从来没有时间去想一想我这个人生真实的自我是什么。
And never really thought about what is a true self.
所以呢，人应当探索心灵之旅。
And so we really need to discover this journey.
下一章哈，这个心灵之旅是什么呢？
So what is a journey inward?
那很多人都是走线性的，就是走这样子的哈。
Most of people live in a linear life.
但是到某一个时刻，我们突然间意识到说，哦，我原先是一个有灵的活人。
And so we then actually they discover they are a true living being.
哎，这是这个在我们的心里面有这个灵在里面。
And inside of self, there's a spirit there.
然后圣灵来帮助我们认识自己。
And Holy Spirit will help us discover ourselves.
他也帮助我们来认识神。
And help us to discover God.
所以这个就是一个心灵之旅。
And so that's what we call spiritual journey.
既然圣灵住在我们的心里面，我们就要配合圣灵的工作。
If the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart, we need to work with them.
好，我们来看几段经文。
And so let's look a few Bible verses.
第一段经文在哥林多前书的第三章十六节。
And so it is in the Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面。里头吗？
So we are the temple, God, the spirit living inside us.
然后第二段经文在以弗所书的四章三十节。
And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵，我们做的事情，不要让圣灵为我们担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
那么接下来的是帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。
And also Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
不是帖撒罗尼迦。
Oh,
First Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, 19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And do not put out the Spirit's fire.
然后加拉太书五章十六节。
And also Galatians chapter 5, 16.
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So we need to live by the spirit, so not to control by our body.
最后是以弗所书五章十八节。
The last one is Ephesians chapter 5.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not be drunk and need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们去留意圣灵在我们心里面的工作，
we pay attention to the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们就以基督的价值观，我们来代替我们心中头脑中原有的概念和图像。
And it will be replaced deep-seated concept image in our mind with Christ's value.
所以我们的心意呢，就会随着圣灵的感动而变化。
And our hearts and mind will be transformed.Will be transformed,
而去不断的去改变、啊、
and continue to be transformed.
一个重要的方法就是自省式的祷告、啊、
and the most important thing is consciously to pray.
这个自省式的祷告在2022年我们的退休会、啊、我有给大家介绍过这个祷告的方式。
I have shared that how to pray in 2022 during our retreat.
因为其实 是发生在我们每天发生的我们生活周围的很多事，神都借这个事情告诉我们一些事情。
And God used the things happening in your life to teach us.
很多的时候我们就没有去思想。
But a lot of time we just ignore it.
这些事情就过去了。
And just kind of let those things by.
那么自省式的祷告就是说你去反省这一天所发生的事情。
And those things, the prayers, the teacher how to reflect what happened today.
你不需要想所有的事，就挑一件就可以。
And just not everything, but maybe pick one thing.
然后你就为这件事情来祷告。
And just pray for that particular thing.
无论是你特别开心，或者是你生气，或者是你沮丧，你就在神面前祷告，我为什么会这样子？
And you really examine your emotion, whether you're angry or you're happy, and why did you feel that way?
也许你跟人有一个美好的时光。
And maybe you had a beautiful time with people.
然后神就会借这个事情告诉你一些属灵的真理。
And then God will use it to tell you some spiritual truth.
也许你今天特别不开心，你跟人吵了一架。
And maybe you had a fight with someone.
当你去在神面前祷告，这个神也会告诉你这个事情背后的原因是什么。
And God will teach you when you pray to him that what is the truth behind.
所以你如果每天这样做的话，我想你很快你这个人会改变。
And so if you do that introspective prayer, you will gradually transform.
活在虚假的自我之中，这是人类挫折和失望的根源。
So living a false self is the root cause of a human frustration and pain.
请记住这一点。
And please remember that.
上帝不会与那个假的自我相遇的。
And God will not meet us in a false self.
所以呢，我们必须要勇于去面对那个真实的自我。
We must be courageous to face our true self.
那我们刚才已经看到，真实自我不是这么可怕的啊。
As the true self is not that terrifying.
是非常美丽的。
It's actually beautiful.
我们依靠着内住的圣灵，就可以发现那个真实的自我。
So if we rely on the indwelling Holy Spirit, we'll discover the true self.
使我们的心灵得释放。
And so we'll be freed, we'll be liberated.
那个真我呢，会使人得自由。
The true self brings freedom.
那么以前有一个神职人员，他的一个很好的作家啊。
And there is a very famous author.
那么他是叫 Henry Norman.
And his name is Henry Norman.
有一次他到教会去啊，去讲到有一个姐妹就说，请你为我祷告。
And one time he went to a church to preach, and one sister asked him to pray for her.
然后他就为她祷告。
And he prayed for him.
然后就
pray for her.
然后这个姐妹就说，你这个祷告很好，但是这还不是我要的那个祷告。
And this sister said, I really like your prayer, but this is not what I want to hear.
我真的是希望你给我那个祷告是，跟平常不是很一样的祷告。
I want something is different than the ordinary prayers.
弟兄姐妹，是不是我们有的时候很多祷告的时候，我们都没有经过大脑的哈
？And very often while we pray, we don't even go through our mind.
于是这个 Henry 呢就回去思想了一下啊，到底怎么给他祷告。
So Henry really thought about how to pray for this sister.
这个姐妹的名字叫 Janet 啊。
And her name is Janet.
所以第二次聚到她的时候，她说好，我来特别为你祷告。
And so, the next time when they met, he said, "Yeah, let me pray for you."
聚会的时候，他就完了结束，把她叫在前面，特别按手为她祷告。
And so he puts his hand to pray for her after the sermon.
我想。我给大家把这他的祷告词读给大家。
And let me read his prayer.
我们可以看到，当这样的祷告的时候，就是按照那个真实的自我去祷告。
And pray according to the true self.
他说 ，Janet 姐妹，你要知道你是上帝可爱的女儿。
And Janet, you gotta know you're a beloved daughter of God.
你在父神的眼中看为宝贵。
And you're precious in His eyes.
他造你的灵魂永世长存。
And he created your spirit and soul is eternal.
你甜美的微笑，你辛勤的付出。
And your sweet smile and then your genuine offering.
你所行的美德表明你人性的美好。
And all your virtue represent the beautiful self.
或许你最近遭遇一些难处，你的心情有些低落。
And so maybe you are down because of some difficulty in your life.
但记得你是上帝眼中特殊的人。
But remember, you are special in God's eyes.
为他所爱，永恒不变。
And He loves you eternally.
今天我们所有的人与你一同欢喜。
And today we rejoice with you.
愿上帝祝福。
And so God bless you.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
因为你召聚了我们。
You have get us together.
使我们成为你的儿女。
So we are children of you.
我们是何等的福气。
We are so blessed.
这是何等的荣耀。
Because such glorious things.
愿我们记住我们的身份。
And let's remember our identity.
愿我们每天与主同行。
And we walk with you.
愿你的圣灵能够带领我们的脚步。
And your Holy Spirit continue to guide our path.
每天启示我们你所让我们认识的真理。
And reveal that your truth.
愿我们的人生都可以荣耀主耶稣基督。
So we can glorify you in our lives.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.